Time now for Food for Thought. Here on KNKX, 88.5's Dick Stein shares his list of annoying food words. And KNKX food commentator Nancy Leeson has a few of her own.
Nancy Leeson, I have a little list of the irritating food words that never will be missed.
Toothsome.
Ooh.
Scrumptious.
Ugh.
Delectable.
And slurp, as ugly as the actual sound, and the opposite of slurp. Drool.
As in drool-worthy.
That
one makes me really sick.
I'm really tired of seeing the word free tacked onto ingredients. Gluten-free, MSG-free, salt-free, sugar-free, fat-free, carb-free, food-free. I think free is at its best as a prefix. And what about the artisan situation? Artisanal, artisan crafted, artisarino, artisapalooza.
A lot of people think words like epic, awesome, and life-changing should not be used when it comes to food words. But the one that makes me crazy is the phrase to die for.
Yeah, I think the next time I'm told that a dish was to die for, I'm going to ask him, oh yeah, you or someone else?
And what about mouth-watering?
It's right in there with drool-worthy. Okay, not really irritating, but always cause for alarm on any menu. Any item described as being cooked, fried, boiled, whatever it is, to perfection.
You know, Stein, you're not the only person who feels that way. My pal Kathleen Purvis, who's the food editor of the Charlotte Observer, told me she can't stand that. Baked to perfection. Her description of it, that's so chef kissing his fingers pretentious. Just once. I want to see a menu claim baked to disaster. And then my pal David Hagedorn, who writes about food in the D.C. area, he suggests baked to mediocrity would work very well in many of the places he has to cover.
Let us now move to the infantile stuff, the most annoying of all. Right on the top of my list, veggie. Are we two-year-olds?
What about Sammy for a sandwich?
That was Robin Lloyd's call, and I hadn't even thought of it. It's just fingernails on a chalkboard, isn't it? And all the other infantile ones like nom-nom.
Nom-nom makes me crazy. That people use that in the written word. I see it written a lot.
And maybe the worst of all, foodie.
Foodie is right at the top of my list. And my son absolutely cannot stand it when I say, the weather is delicious, which I do say a lot. And he'll say, Mom, weather can't be delicious. I think he's wrong.
No, I think he's right, Nancy. But I also think you should keep saying it anyway, just to yank his chain.
The one that surprised me the most that I love to use and people can't stand to hear is nosh. Nosh? What's the matter with nosh? It's a snack. It's a bite. It's a little something to eat. And then there are people who can't stand the use of the word goodness, as in creamy goodness or tomatoey goodness.
I don't find all that goodness stuff quite as annoying as some of the other ones we've mentioned, but it is definitely overused and certainly cloying. And to all this, I will add that I'm well aware that no matter how much we jump up and down and wave our arms back and forth and fume and rave, those horses have long since left the barn and they're not coming back no matter what we say. Okay, any last ones for us, Nance?
My pal David, his least favorite phrase is food for thought.
Yeah, our office will issue a response to that at some point in the vague future. Now, Nancy and I have only mentioned a few of the many annoying food words at large in our language. I checked with my fellow staffers here at KNKX to see if they had any contributions, and boy, did they ever. I'll list them on the Food for Thought web post at knkx.org, and let's hear from you there, too. What food words drive you straight up the wall? That's knkx.org, Food for Thought. With the foodie-licious Nancy Leeson.
He's the artisanally awesome Dick Stein.